Hey everyone. Oh, hope you enjoyed this week's episode about with Blade, with Delvin Cox co-hosting with Rob Patrick from STFT Podcast, coming on explaining why Blade he's not a fan of. But we're gonna find out what we all watch and get some tidbits. I'll go first. I watched a film called Tar, Kate Blanchett, story about a lesbian conductor. You know it's more fun than watching Tar fall out of a bucket. This film is boring. It's very boring and very dry. Yes, she is going to win Best Actress and deserves it. But this story slogged on. Don't care. Don't watch it. Never see it again. Not a fan. I acknowledge it's a film for that kind of audience, but nope. 4 out of 10. Bored out of my mind. Next one. Kevin Israel, I'm blaming you for this one. Wedding Crashers. You said on your last episode how Wedding Crashers is funny. I rewatched it recently. It is a slog. The beats between jokes are long. There is way more plot than there should be in it's considered a comedy. They're trying to hit all the notes and build a relationship. No, this is billed as a dick and fart joke comedy. I want dick and fart jokes. This film is 2 hours long. Comedies should never exceed an hour and 40. Never. This film had its moments. It had some laughable lines, but way too much dead space for Wedding Crashers. Israel, you're wrong. 4 out of 10. Not a fan. Last and not, actually least. You know what? This is for you, Delvin. I'll switch this one up. I'll do the next one for tomorrow. You guys ever see a movie, 1994, called Surviving the Game?
Oh, yeah. That's Ice-T, right?
It sure is. He plays a homeless guy hunted by a bunch of guys in the woods. I liked it better. It was called Hard Target with Jean-Claude Van Damme, which came out a year ago. But guess what? It's equally as bad as Hard Target, minus the Wilford Brimley Cajun accent, which is just c'est magnifique, as the Cajuns say. Charming as all hell. Surviving the Game was so paint by numbers, so forced. The dialogue laughable. John C. McGinley, oh my God. You could see every quote unquote twist coming a mile away. The action sucked. You didn't care about anybody. 3 out of 10. All these films stunk. Delvin Cox, please recommend something that people may want to watch.
Okay, I'll give you one today. I saw the latest Ninja Turtles movie.
So did I. We can talk about this.
I enjoyed it.
I thought it was okay. Sorry, go ahead.
I thought it was kind of like fun, a little obnoxious because they had kids playing the Ninja Turtles. I thought that was a cool element of it, but there are certain parts where them being kids kind of becomes grating. I did not like the portrayal of Splinter.
No,
I did not like that at all. And the way they learned martial arts, I did not like it at all. Like, that's kind of cheesy. But overall, I think the movie looks great. The movie looks great. I'll give it a 7 out of 10.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I didn't care for it. My daughter liked it. I didn't care for it. They took too much leeway with the origin story. I did not like that. I did not like the Splinter story. I did not like April O'Neil. Every April O'Neil is hot. That's one of the selling points of the Ninja Turtles, the series, with the exception of the first movie. She was just eh. But everybody else, the cartoon, she's an attractive woman. This, she's a frumpy teenage black chick, and make her a hot black chick. Make her a hot teenage black chick. I'm cool with that. But you make her a dumpy black chick, that didn't hit. That didn't work. You got to make her a smoke show. No one gives a shit. Mix it up. Fine. Make her black. But she just, that irked me. That really irked me. And Baxter Stockman, kid, is Ice Cube. Yeah. And that's it. That was weak. Was not a fan. The Bebop and Rocksteady roles, not enough. Seth Rogen, that was the perfect. I mean, he did the movie, obviously. That was a perfect characterization for him to be Bebop. I think Cena was Rocksteady, I think.
That's correct.
Yeah. They could have had more. I just didn't dig all the how they threw it all together. They tried too much to be like Spider-Verse, and it fell short. How about that?
I agree with that.
I give it five out of ten.
I did not like Splinter's portrayal at all.
Jackie Chan was his voice. No.
Yeah, it was Ugh.
Okay. Is that all for you have, Delvin, for films, or that's or anything
that's,
else?
That's all.
Okay, Rob, what do you have?
The most recent movie I watched was actually for a review episode on our show that I hadn't seen before, but I watched Renfield.
It's in my queue. I've heard very mixed reviews about it.
If so, I went into it with very little expectations, like other than it's a Nicolas Cage movie. I was actually really pleasantly surprised. I'd give it a 7.
Oh,
it was
okay.
It was really good.
Well, so happy to watch that.
It's in my queue. Israel trashed the hell out of that. He goes,
really?
Yeah, he hated it. He hated it. But I've read people like, oh, it's good. It's solid. It's a fun little romp. But he was just like, dude, it's trash. Don't waste your time. But I'll give it a go. So you like it? I mean, I've heard a mix. So I'll give it a go.
I mean, Cage was great. My biggest takeaway was I really wish they would stop putting Awkwafina in stuff.
Oh, she's awful.
I just don't find her entertaining at all.
She's annoying. She's the Asian Seth Rogen.
Yeah. But like Nicholas Holt was great. Cage was great. Ben Schwartz is in it. I thought he was hilarious. I just could have done without Awkwafina in the role.
She's like the she's also like Rebel Wilson. Like, oh, God damn it. Her. All right, that just missed. Okay, cool. that's the end of the episode for What Did We Watch, guys. Thanks again, and continue to keep telling your friends and family about this funniest podcast that has movie debate and movie discussion and movie reviews, because, come on, who's better than us? No one. Stop it. Gang, pleasure. Aloha.